I realized yesterday, Salt.
And now, Carson puts his foot down.
I can no longer put my foot down in my house. I have lost complete and utter control. So
this means like you actually had control.
I feel like you had the semblance
of control.
I'm not going to say that I had control of our house, but I definitely feel like it was a 50-50 thing between my wife and
I. Yeah.
That if we were going to buy something, there was a conversation. If it crossed a certain threshold for price,
I got you.
That we would talk about it.
Yeah.
Hey, I was thinking about buying these really expensive basketball shoes. What are your thoughts? Well, how much are they? Oh, I hate them, or I liked them, or whatever. Yeah, we can afford it. No, we're trying to do this, whatever. We would have that conversation.
Yeah. Just being fiscally responsible.
I don't know if we're fiscally responsible. Most times we just say yes. But at least we were telling one another that we were going to do this, right?
Just making them aware.
Right. Hey, I'm going to be stupid and buy these shoes I shouldn't buy.
Get those Yeezys.
Exactly. No, I bought the fake Yeezys.
The Feezys, yes.
The Feezys. Right.
So the other day, we're going out, and she pulls out a couple of boxes of shoes.
Were they hidden?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, okay.
And I can tell they've never been opened before. And she's got this grin on her face like the cat that just ate the canary.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like the design. What's Tory Burch? Is that the?
Yep.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, where did those come from? She's like, I bought them. And I'm like.
Ask a stupid question.
Right? And I'm like, when did you buy them? A while ago. And I'm like, and why are there three different boxes? She's like, because I bought three different pair.
She needed one in each color.
Yeah, you're asking all the obvious.
She knows what I'm asking.
You got to just come right out and say, did you buy three pairs of very expensive shoes?
Which is what I was saying. And she wouldn't answer that question.
A lot of subtext.
She don't care.
She didn't care. That was the look she had on her face.
Because the credit card went through.
And so I
swipe, swipe.
I didn't think much about it.
Yeah.
And then I came home the other day and her friend is there. And it doesn't click in my head. And I go to leave. And I realize there's Botox happening in my house.
Okay.
And again,
this isn't the first time. Your wife has parties like that all the time.
Yes, my wife has been doing Botox for a minute.
Now, was this just a one-off session with just
so normally
Lana
she'll tell
and her
me,
friend?
Hey, just a heads up, I'm getting Botox. There's some people coming over. You
so nurse botulism comes on over.
Right. My wife, because she's like the Avon lady, she gets a deal a little bit because she sets up other, you know. But she's not even telling me anymore. Like, so I say to her, I'm like, are you getting Botox? She doesn't even answer me and leaves.
In her defense, she just had Botox. She probably couldn't talk.
It's a little tight.
So she couldn't move any of her face muscles.
So then like 10 hours later, she's like, oh, did you ask me if I was getting Botox?
Sorry.
I was like, yeah, 10 hours ago, and you just ignored me and kept walking.
Is that a side effect, Botox?
She's an icon. She's a true icon.
I have lost complete and utter control at my house. Yesterday was
at least you know it. You can mark the tape.
I can. September 18th, 2018.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.